BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Becky's here, Chris is here. Hi.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi. Now, it happens every year for charity. Can we just talk about Movember for a bit, where you have to grow a moustache for the month of November, hence Movember. Now, every year this comes along and I just think, can't do it, because I look ridiculous with a tash, like seriously weird.
How do you know?
Because I did try once.
Was it the 80s?
No, because I wouldn't have been able to grow a moustache in the 80s.
I don't think it, but I don't think that young people have moustaches anymore. I think that young people did have them in the 80s. When you see old episodes of like quiz shows and stuff, like people in their 20s had moustaches, but I don't think
now...
No,
but that was the fashion, wasn't it?
Mm. Yeah, but I don't think now, like there's no one in this building that's just got a... like.
I agree, they were probably more on than they are now.
Yeah.
But that's what makes Movember so brilliant. Now, Chris, are you going to go in on this or not?
Look, I'm up for it, but I've always wanted to grow a moustache. I'm talking like Colonel Mustard styley. You know what I mean?
Of what all about the handlebar? Famous tash people, I'm going to pick a character from the board game Cluedo.
Go like handlebar.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. I mean, full on. Yeah. I'm up for it. But I kind of feel that if I'm doing it, you two should both have to do it as well.
No, because the next time I go to the pub with you, there'll be two of us with handlebar moustaches. That's not good.
And what am I going to have? Oh. I've already got a bigger tash than Chris could ever grow.
Yeah, that might be true.
Harsh.
I think Becky's going to outgrow all of us.
I don't know if that's more insulting to me or Becky there.
The one that doesn't speak came up with a brilliant idea. Could you, Becky, grow a moustache on your leg? So we get like a moustache-shaped stencil and you just grow like a little bit of it.
Genius.
What, grow a tash on like, say, my shin?
Yeah, because you said earlier, before, like a couple of weeks ago, you said you got about 5 mil of hair down there.
Yeah.
Builder's terms.
So shave it all off, like, and then start from today with the tash, and every time I shave, have the moustache stencil.
Yeah, so you've got one on your leg. I don't know where we're going to find a moustache stencil from.
You could just draw one.
Yeah, just draw it.
There must be one on Google. I'll just have a look.
Okay, cool.
You must be able to. Like, how do people do it otherwise?
That's true. That is true.
Because you need a nice shape, don't you? A nice line.
What shape do you want to go for? Like, droopy, I think.
No, I'd quite like a proper 80s one. You know,
really?
Like, just the sort of the two strips either side.
Yes.
And sort of
going
slightly
a little
down.
Bit down, yeah.
So okay. How's this going to work? Is this a competition between my face and Becky's leg?
Yes. That's right. Exactly what's going to happen.
What are you doing?
My boyfriend is going to love this and be like, oh, what's that? Oh. That's just my tash.
On my leg.
Yeah. It'll be poking through my tights.
Oh, please do it. Let's keep a daily progress on this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, so Becky's now got her stencil ready for her moustache on her actual leg.
I just googled tash stencils and I've gone for the captain.
You look, it's a bit like, if anyone saw The Only Way is Essex, when we met Harry's boyfriend, his new boyfriend the other night. It's a bit curt. It's nice though.
It's about, what do you reckon, 10 centimetres by 2?
Yeah. Can we draw an entire face on your knee?
Well, when it's grown.
Yeah, I mean, not before, obviously, that was stupid.
Okay, I'll position it accordingly then.
If you could, please. Can we get a picture of that up on our Facebook, please?
Yep, I'll take a quick pic.
Ta very much. So if you want to see this, we'll get it on Radio 1 website and on the Scott Mills Facebook. Search Scott Mills, you'll find it. Not yet, obviously, give us a bit of chance.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills. Hello, if you are doing your homework this afternoon, hi there. Maybe you're still at work, but you're finishing soon. Hello. Maybe you're at uni, but you're done for the day. Bonjour. Maybe you are on a bus or a train. Konnichiwa. It's 4:42. So I keep going. Maybe you have just got out of the shower.
Yep.
Guten Tag.
I'm getting the dinner ready.
Maybe you are just getting tea ready. Hola. Yeah. Is that enough? That's quite a lot.
Keep going.
What about if
give me
you
a scenario, any scenario.
Maybe you're losing it.
Hello, what? Hello, if you're losing it. Oh, no, me you mean.
Yeah.
Hello, if you're losing it out there.
Yes, yes, us. Yes,
I G'day.
Oh.
Anyway, you know how we do like to play Christmas songs on this show early? But is it too early for them? Justin Bieber's Christmas album is out today. Someone's just tweeted me telling me that there's a radio station in Chicago that is already 24/7 Christmas songs.
I thought you were going to say 24/7 Justin Bieber Christmas songs. I was like, that's quite a high, high rotation.
Yeah, it's just the album on loop.
Yeah.
But what do the general public think? It's always good to keep ahead of the times here and see what they think about things. So there's only one way to find out. Which, of course, as always, is for me and Chris to go out in public and sing Do They Know It's Christmas to see if anyone joins in. So that's what we did today. And now we went onto the notoriously friendly London Underground early today. You know what it's like in London. You've seen EastEnders. Everyone gathers around in the pub, eating pie and mash and singing songs around the old Joanna. But is it the same on the London Underground?
Because you never see them on the tube in EastEnders, do you?
You do not,
It's a rare episode where they go to the station. Yeah, but they go to the station and they're like, oh, they're at the tube.
They did a really awkward one on the train once. It was awful.
It's an event, though, isn't it? It's not every day.
Why was it awful?
It was just because it was EastEnders on a train, you know?
Did it not look like it was the actual Underground?
Well, no, it didn't look like the train was actually moving.
It probably wasn't. I actually have been to that tube station. It does exist. Warford East. It does. It's on the set of EastEnders.
Yeah, but it's not a real station, is it?
It looks like a real station.
Well, how would you know? You've never been on the tube to compare
it to... Oh, don't be like this. You go in and there's a ticket office the same as a normal tube station, but then it doesn't go anywhere. There's no stairs. Just the front bit, that's all. Anyway, so we went onto the London Underground today, and my question is this. Will anyone join in with us singing Band-Aid's Do They Know It's Christmas original version? Just had to point that out.
I was kind of up for doing Dizzy Rascal, though, you know. Give a little help to the helpless.
Oh, okay, I'll be Joss Stone.
How many... would anyone join in?
Well, we had a bit of trouble deciding who was who, to be fair.
So who does what?
It really goes... If you want to take Bono... Then in theory, I go first and your boy George.
Okay.
Do you like how seriously we're taking this?
Okay, so who's going to be Paul Young? Am I starting?
Well, if I'm Paul Young, no, because if you're taking Bono, you need to be Paul George. Because look, one, two.
And then we join up to be two. We join up to be Sting and Simon Le Bon.
You've got to work these things out before you just go on the Underground willy-nilly.
I thought you were just doing it for, like, a laugh. I didn't realise you were taking it so seriously. I didn't realise there were production meetings.
No, yeah, we had a full-on meeting just outside the station, yeah. OK, so will they join in with the festive favourite, Do They Know It's Christmas or not?
No, they'll run away.
How can they run away? There's nowhere to run.
To the other end.
We're on a tube. To the other end.
To the carriage and sort of ignore it. Look down.
We've talked about this before. There is a time of carnival on the tube every night. Is it about 11 o'clock? When people have got, like, party streamers and hats on and stuff and everyone's, like, singing and really friendly. Is it 11?
Yeah, well, half 10, depending on the night.
Before that, everyone's miserable. But 11 o'clock, people just go into party mode, don't they? So you're still saying in the afternoon, early this afternoon, no singing?
What, lunchtime?
No.
No, no, just looking down at the floor, desperately hoping that you'll just leave.
Well, let's find out. Is it too early? Is it too early to play Christmas songs and to hear them?
Mind the gap.
Oh, God.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid.
Like that, we started off just as soon as the doors closed. We're on.
I don't know if I can listen to it. Does it not make you do that face, like, of just... Oh!
Check this.
At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shame.
Don't cringe.
And in a world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time.
What do you think? No one's joining in as yet, but we've not got to the feed the world bit, have we?
Look at Becky's face.
I'm just doing that face off a fish again. I can't believe that.
What? We thought it was a good idea.
But say your prayer. Pray for the other ones. At Christmas time is hard, but when you're having fun.
Getting quite into it now.
There's a world outside your window. And it's a world of dreaded fear. Where the only water flowing is a bitter sting of tears.
That annoying announcement really put me off for a bit.
Same.
But we carried on. Don't look at me like that, Becky.
And the Christmas bells that ring there are the clanging chimes of doom.
Awkward.
Well, tonight, thank God it's him instead of you. And there won't be snow in Africa this Christmas time.
Right, the trouble is with this is the lead up is too long.
Yeah, it's a long one, isn't it?
Oh, God. Like, by the time we got to the stop, we were only doing one stop. We'd hardly got to feed the world. Listen, we carry on.
The greatest gift they'll get this year is life. Yes!
Yes!
I like the way Chris every now and then goes, go, just in case you miss your bit.
Yeah, it's not like I don't know the song.
Where nothing ever grows, no rain or river flow.
Come on, everyone! We're pulling it at the station.
Do they know it's Christmas time at all?
Someone just shouted, shut up.
Oh, God. Right, so now the doors are about to open as we launch into the big chorus. This is everybody's chance to join in on the London Underground.
Feed the world! Let them know it's Christmas time!
Oh, God. Run. It's all absolutely fine.
Oh. Felt a bit sick.
Yeah. Did you go, which way on the tube did you go? You didn't go the one stop towards where all the museums are. Did you go to Madame Tussauds?
Yeah, that way, tourists? Yeah.
We could do that next time, actually. We could go to a museum and try it there. I think it's too early for Christmas. I think they thought it was too early, but I thought
did
we did a great job.
Did you get any reaction at all?
Well, just someone going, shut up! Which I don't think is, that's not festive. Are we saying it's too early?
Perhaps a museum's a good idea for the next one. I'm thinking about this.
A museum? Are you actually serious?
I'd have given you money to go away, I think.
But I want to play Christmas songs on air.
Maybe try a different one tomorrow. You do Bieber's version of Little Drummer Boy. That might get more...
everybody.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Listeners, help me out here. You know when you find a really good pen that like just glides across the paper and you fall in love with it a little bit? People around here are just not getting it and people are just not... hearing what I've got to say today. Do you know what I'm saying, Chris Smith?
You are so rock and roll.
Well, but I've just found this pen that I really like. Like, loads of people do this. I was like, no, it's just you're weird. No, it's just like, look how it glides.
I already outed you on Twitter. Did you not see
that?
Yes,
I saw that. Thanks very much. Yeah. Look how it glides.
Can I have a go?
Effortless.
Because I need to make a couple of changes to the...
Do you know what the worst bit about this new Lush pen is? That it hasn't got much ink left, so you're going to have less than a day, I reckon. You're going to have to get a new one.
I'm aware that I'm talking about what pen I'm using on Radio 1 at the moment, but you know, people know what I mean. When you find a good pen, you don't want to ever lose it.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Right, so we're making this film. We told you about this yesterday. It's going to be, in my head, a cross between Peter Andre, My Life, his latest fly on the wall docu-soap on ITV2. Have you seen that? It's amazing. Just follows him around with the cameras and stuff. Pretty much like the other 14 that he's done before.
I was going to say, is it a new departure?
Not really, it's the same. He just follows Peter Andre around. He has some barbecues, plays with his kids, etc.
Has he been to Australia to see the relatives yet?
I don't know.
Is that a new series?
Yeah.
I just thought it was repeats of...
No, it's brand new to ITV2. Anyway, it's a bit like that, this film that I want to make, in the way that you see, you know, what happens behind the scenes at Big Weekend and other places in people's lives. And then it's a cross between that and Spice World, in that there's lots of rubbish acting. No, there's lots of pop stars.
The Spice Girls movie?
Yes, one of the finest.
Okay.
And so it's like Peter Andre, My Life, crossed with Spice World... crossed with Harry Potter and the Temple of Doom. It's a mixture of those three, I would say.
And why the Temple of Doom, Harry Potter?
No particular reason, just if you say Harry Potter, it'll be amazingly popular. So that's what I want.
Which one? Which Harry Potter one's that again?
Temple of Doom.
Yeah, which... I can't remember which one that was in the series.
I've got no idea. Second one, is it?
Okay.
Anyway, it's got some of the biggest stars in the world in it, and Ollie Murs, and now all we need is you. So we got loads of people to film what they were doing on the weekend of the big weekend in Carlisle. Some people were there. Some people were just filmed what they were doing that weekend. Maybe they were, you know, having a football match or just having a barbecue or whatever. So we've got lots of footage. Obviously, we filmed backstage at the big weekend, so we've got all the stars. But we don't really have any fancy directors or producers or anything like that. But there's enough of us, if we all club together, we can do this. We said this about the musical. We were like, oh, we'll never be able to put on a musical. And then Scott Mills the Musical happened at Edinburgh Festival.
It was alright, wasn't it?
It was alright, we managed to do that. So why can't we make a movie? Now, each day, I'm asking you for a different bit of help. And some days you'll be listening and you'll think, well, I can't help with that, I don't know what I'm doing with that. But then other days you'll think, oh yes, I can help with that bit. Yesterday, I asked the technical people amongst you to try and do me a song. Because there's a bit where Lady Gaga appears in the Radio 1 movie from when I spoke to her at the big weekend in Carlisle.
No backup plans. If a boob falls out, you're just going to have to enjoy the boob.
And there's loads of people who came up with a song. They have started to come in already. This one is from James. I said, are you good at auto-tune? James said, yes, I am. And came up with this. Not necessarily auto-tune there, James, but thanks for that. If you can help me with this, if you're good at auto-tune, email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I think it needs a bit of work, this one, but potentially catchy.
Sounds like one of my dodgy phone calls that I make.
Yeah, it does actually, yeah.
I think it sounds like E.T.
So we asked you to make a song for the Lady Gaga bit. Loads of people don't know about Indiana Jones on the text. What's that about? I don't know.
He was in the Chamber of Secrets film, wasn't he?
Yeah, I don't know. So, if you couldn't help me with auto-tune, maybe you'll be able to help with this bit of help that I need today for this movie. That, by the way, we do have 4 weeks to make. And this is not some kind of radio thing. We do actually have 4 weeks to do this. And we've never done anything like this before. But we need to make this film. It's going to be great. We're all going to be in it. And some of the biggest stars in the world. And Ollie Murs. So, today I'm asking you for this. Email me if you are any good at miming along to songs. If you've ever practiced it in the mirror, everyone has, and you think, do you know what, I'm actually quite good at that, I'm a good mimer, then you can email me now, please, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Because I need some people to mime along to some songs as we continue to make this film, which we have a month to make. Now, you might think you're good at miming, but actually not be. So we're going to test this out in a minute. Who are the good mimers in pop?
I suppose some of the great mimers of our age.
Not the X Factor people when they do that group song.
Well, no, they're awful. I'm thinking Steps, they're good.
Yeah, I mean, they famously mimed all of their gigs, I think.
Yeah.
But you couldn't really tell.
That's why they're reuniting for this tour, though, isn't it?
Yes, but if you've watched the reunion show...
What, to see if they can still mime?
Well, they used to sell out crowds from miming. It was, yeah. You know, they were world-class
but
at what
they... But that's not the only reason that they're doing the tour, to see if they've still got it, i.e. miming.
Yes, but no one went to a Steps gig hoping that they'd sing live, did they? However, if you've watched the show, the Steps reunion, you'll know that they are now going to sing live. Was that wise?
Ooh.
On these new dates, they're going to actually sing live, and they had a vocal coach and everything.
They're sort of compromising their morals by doing that, though, aren't
Absolutely.
They?
Absolutely. I'm just like, seriously, mime Steps. It's, do it. Anyway, so if you are good at miming along to songs, email me now, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. You could be in our movie. Is anyone else that's good at miming?
Atomic Kitten, they were always very good, weren't they?
Why are they the first people that come to your head?
They were almost professional mimers.
Well, if I could choose anyone that was good at miming, I think it would be Atomic Kitten.
And 911, they were good.
I don't remember how
Did
good
miming
they
mime. Exist after the year 2000? I think probably not.
Do not?
From Chris's examples.
Yeah. It stopped at Samantha Mumba.
You're quite good on the lottery at miming.
I'm not miming on the lottery. That's me speaking.
Is really, it? Though?
Yes. Mm. Anyway, we're going to test this now to see if you are actually good at miming, because you might just be emailing me and you'll be rubbish. Let's test it out with this song, Wherever You Will Go, by Charlene Soraya. So if you can find a mirror at the moment, hold on to something as well. Don't even say it.
No. Not even the vanilla ones?
No.
Apparently that was good at miming.
No. I don't know who that is.
Milo Vanilla?
We're going to sing along to Charlene Soraya and Wherever You Will Go, okay? So grab something like a pen, hairbrush, or whatever.
Molly Vanilli?
Find a mirror, whether it's in your car. Obviously, look where you're going. Like, don't be the driver. Why has Lolly Vanilli cracked you up so
Molly
much?
Molly Vanilli is my favourite artist.
Molly Vanilli. Yeah.
Thank you to everyone texting in about Molly Vanilli.
And Indiana Jones. Find a mirror now and sing along to this song. Everyone knows the words. And then email me if you are really good at miming.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of people have learned something new about themselves today. And that is how good they are at miming, because you assume that you'd be good at it, but not always. Aaron's been on. He naturally assumed that he'd be amazing at it, and turns out, did it in the mirror to that Charlene Soraya track. He was awful, like really bad. It is a skill.
I'm useless at it. I just gave it a go, and I thought I was pretty pathetic. To be
it's one of those
honest.
Things you think you're going to be good at. It's a bit like when I do karaoke. I think, yep, I'm going to be the Don at this, and I'm just not, generally.
I've had a brilliant idea that I want to run past you.
Oh, God.
This could be the one.
Go.
How about an X Factor style competition, but for miming? So it could be like, you know that new show, The Voice, on BBC?
Oh, yeah, it could be The Mime.
Exactly. It'd just be the opposite of The Voice. It'd be brilliant.
What, so we get some actual biffers to sing the song, and then just get hot people to mime?
Yeah.
I like that a lot. That could be our new thing on the show. We could like do a massive nationwide mime contest.
That'd be amazing.
Let's just get the movie made first, yeah? Doug's been on. I've been learning to mime to the X Factor finalist cover of Martin Solveig today. My mirror's almost worn out. Pick me. Wow, what a way to spend your day, Doug. All right, I've got your email. Thanks very much. Becky Jones has been on. She's already sent me a video of her miming along to Wherever You Will Go that we just played and really wants to be in our movie. Right, I'm sending that on to Becky. Becky, you got that?
Yep.
I've just pinged it across to you. Good work. People still say that?
No.
Do you not ping it across anymore?
No.
What's the actual phrase now?
Send it to you?
I've just sent that to you.
Okay, good.
Keep pinging me emails, scott.mills at bbc.co.uk, if you think you'd be any good at miming. Or send me a fax.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's do this. Some people are saying it's weird because it's really dark when we're playing Innuendo Bingo and normally it's, like, not. Well, that's because the clock's changed. Sorry about that.
It doesn't matter if it's light or dark.
I don't think it does at all. Let's do it.
Two people, two cups of water, one bin. Innuendo Bingo, the duel.
Well, that's better. You've turned the lights off.
I've actually switched the lights off because I thought it might be funnier if we couldn't see where we were aiming.
I'm not blowing my own trumpet. I would if I could. But this is one of the greatest things on Radio 1. Still now. It's Innuendo Bingo, the duel. So, Becky's here. Why haven't you got any protective clothing on today?
I've had too much of that. It makes too much of a rustling noise. So I've just come as I am.
Okay. And Chris, how are you feeling? You're sat quite far away.
I'll move in now. It's all fine.
All right, cool.
I'm glad this one's not being filmed today because Chris has got white shirt and I've got white T-shirt, so...
Yeah, we don't want it to sound kind of perv fest.
Well, no, I didn't say that. I was just saying it was quite boring. It would have looked a bit dull on the webcam.
Oh, right. I thought you meant it was like a wet T-shirt competition.
Why would I think that?
I don't know. Anyway, so good job we're not filming it, eh? Lisa's been on from Exeter, and she is playing along with Innuendo Bingo today. There's no one else in the house. Her flatmate's not in, so she's playing along with herself with a massive towel, just in case. Ben has been on, and he is playing Innuendo Bingo today with his mum. And they're wearing, like, big Packamacs. I like the idea of imagining where everyone's playing along. Let me know if you are on 81199. Got a selection of clips for you here. The first one, spotted by Becky herself. Now, how does this work? Are you going to laugh at your own jokes?
Probably, yes.
Okay.
So, this is a good one. Me and my boyfriend were eating our dinner and it came straight out.
It's...
Brilliant.
What? Why is that funny? There's nothing funny about spaghetti bolognese.
It's River Cottage, a show that I've never seen. Is it any good?
Mm-mm.
No. Okay. Review? No. All right. Are you ready, Chris? I can't see you, Chris. Okay, you ready? Everyone's got their water in? Okay. Let's see if they spit the water out. They've got their mouths full. Let me know if you're playing along and whether you laughed or not. 81199, let's go.
These spectacular trees are looked after by Nobby Clark, and he's promised to let me get my hands on his nuts.
Oh, there we are. Oh, straight in the bin there.
Still good the second time.
Still good?
Actually, the third time, because the first time I did rewind it and listen to it again.
Okay. Well spotted. Thanks, Becky. Some other ones now spotted by our listeners. Holly in Belfast has been on. Thank you, Holly. She was watching The Cube the other night with Silver Fox, Philip Schofield. Got your water?
Ready.
Ready to go. Mm-hmm. Here is The Cube.
The gap between the balls and the hole seems a lot, lot further than what it did out there.
Oh, Chris is gone. I think I would have gone at that one, to be honest.
How can you keep that in?
Becky's absolutely fine.
Yeah, I just... yeah.
The gap between the balls and the hole seems a lot, lot further.
Okay, well done for keeping that one in.
Just how matter-of-fact she is.
She was in the cube. Ah, now then, let's get to Antiques Roadshow on BBC One. Bethan spotted this. Bethan, what were you doing watching this? My flatmate watches this. It's weird. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here's some people being told that their old crap is worth absolutely nothing on Antiques Roadshow. Let's go.
It is unquestionably the finest truncheon that I've had the pleasure to handle.
You laugh. The water came out at truncheon, seriously.
Well, what was the funny bit of it? I thought that was truncheon's the funny bit, isn't it?
Not really. It's not the strongest.
It is unquestionably the finest truncheon that I've had the pleasure to.
It got Chris the second time round.
Sorry. Sorry.
I just sat there all casual like, minding my own business, and now it looks like a.
Chris, did you only just get it?
Yeah.
All right. Delayed. Brilliant. Delay reaction.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, Becky's wet now. Makes a change.
It was more a deflection off the bin.
All right. More water, please.
All right.
Oh, so many people playing along. Hi, everyone.
You don't need to take four mouthfuls, Stark.
So many people playing along.
Cheeks like a beaver, like a...
And he goes again.
Don't say beaver in this game.
What do you mean? Your little cheeks are like all...
Okay. Beaver cheeks.
No!
And again.
I ducked to get out of the way and spilt my glass over myself.
Oh, it's all gone Ray Mears.
Okay.
Right.
Ray Mears? What? Why? Ray... He can't explain it now. He's got his mouth full.
Ray Mears fears. Ray Mears fears. Is it Cockney rhyming slang?
And again.
It hasn't. But weirdly, I tuned into Ray Mears' new show the other day. And in the introduction, he talked all about how he was going to explore the world of beavers. And I almost wanted to watch the show just waiting for the innuendo.
Yeah. Okay, more water, please, Chris. This is the fourth time I've asked you now. And you spat out every time. Beavers. And again.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Come on.
Okay, just become immune to the word.
Right.
Here we go. This is from the Archers, and this is spotted by James on email. Thank you, James. You've got your water there, everyone. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Out you go. That's it, yo.
Push him along.
What? But it wasn't even the bit.
He's got the best voice ever.
Ah!
What is he doing?
Out you go. That's it, yo.
He has got a good voice.
What is he doing?
Right, just ignore him and listen for the... This has gone wrong.
How can we ignore him? He's like the main bit of it.
Okay, ready? Now, you know what his voice sounds like now.
This is ridiculous.
You know what,
I can't do this anymore.
You know what he sounds like now, so it's not going to be a shock to you.
Oh,
come on.
Right.
Play okay. The game.
Okay.
Here we go. Becky, seriously, you've lost it, love. All right, here we go. Compose.
Out you go.
I got Chris in the eye.
Sorry.
Come on.
Can you fast forward that?
No,
bit?
I can't.
I don't think I can play this.
Yeah, you can. Come on. It's the Archers. People listen to this every day.
Oh,
they don't
come
laugh.
On.
Think of, like,
come on,
really
Chris.
Sad things. Sing of sad
think
things.
Think of something sad.
All right.
Think
not
of something sad.
Out you go.
Out you go.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, God.
All right. I'm thinking of my old maths teacher.
Oh, why does that help? Becky, seriously, you're making a right mess of yourself. You're letting yourself down. Come on. Oh, God, she's absolutely lost it. I don't think we can continue this. Ready?
Out you go.
All right, I think it might have to be Rain Stops Play.
Right, can we move on to
I
another one?
I can't deal with this.
Can we just hear it anyway, because I'm bored now.
Out you go. That's it, yo. Push him along, Tony. Go on, pigs. And you,
nice bunch of wieners, Neil.
Only the best for Bridge Farm.
There we are. That's what we were trying to get to.
It's not even a good one.
Out you go. That's it, yo. Push him along, Tony. Go on, pigs.
He was the best bit.
The greatest thing I've ever heard.
Go on, pigs. Okay.
Is that the Archers?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to listen to that.
You need to tune into that.
Oh.
One more, please. I'm exhausted.
Right. Come on, Becky.
More water, please. Come on. Okay. Harry off Norfolk. Thanks for sending this one in. It's Escape to the Country. Off the telly. Got your water?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
This house does have plenty of potential, so let's start the tour.
Okay.
And in true country tradition, we're bypassing the front door and heading for the back entrance.
Oh, right, that's me done.
Oh, Chris. Oh, he's got in his hair. Let us know how you did. I'm really sorry about the Archers thing, and we just couldn't get it together. That was Innuendo Bingo, the Jewel. Wow, I enjoyed that very much.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.